So you made this for your school?
Made that for a cultural event at work. We wanted to know about our culture. Mm-hmm. And many people did posters for their different countries. And I made this. And I also did a dance.
So you did the demonstration? And just for logistical purposes, when was that?
That was in 2008.
And you kept it after that?
I kept it, and I still use it to teach Spanish, the culture about Puerto Rico. And friends still use it too to teach about the culture of Puerto Rico.
Have you moved around a lot, or did you always stay?
I always stayed in New Britain.
Okay. So why did you choose to bring the poster in?
It has a lot of meaning for me, because it reminds me of where I come from, and it reminds me of our typical food, our folklore, our pelea de gallo, la amapola. Our flower, our typical flower, el morro, Taínos, we are a mix of Taíno, African, and European,
Spanish. I know. So, I'm Puerto Rican too.
So it reminds me where I come from.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I see, you know, this is my Iceland.
And what else do you have? But
I have a güiro, typical instrument that we use.
This is nice.
It's made of a fruit in Puerto Rico called higuera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Higuera. How does that spell?
Higuera.
Yeah, you can write, just write down. Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Either way, higuera.
Higuera.
And it's a
güiro. It's a güiro. It comes, it originated from the Taínos. Yeah. That's why it's the name güiro. It's a Taíno word.
And how old is it?
I think it's super old. This was a gift from our friend in church.
So it was a gift?
Yes, it's super old.
Do you have a ballpark figure?
Because she didn't tell me exactly, but she did tell me it's super old.
Super old?
She brought it from Puerto Rico.
So you got this from a friend. When did you get it?
When I actually had to teach search about Puerto Rico, about the music.
Yeah.
And I was searching everywhere to see if I could find a little here in Connecticut. I couldn't find no stores, nothing. And it happened that I asked her, do you have a guido? Because I've been looking everywhere and she did have a guido, and that's how I got it. She gave it to me. Then I just wanted to borrow it, and she's like, here.
Here, have
this
it.
This is for you. You can have it. And I use it to show to my students where it comes from and the music.
My grandfather had one. And his friends have them. Because he used to play in a band. So he used to play in a folk band.
Okay.
And he played guitar. So I have his old guitar. And his friend, who's my brother's godfather, he has this big, big one that's like very polished and nice. It's not meant to be played. It's just for decoration. It was really cute. It's really cool. And you use that too.
My husband plays it. I'm not that good at my husband.
And what else?
And my last.
The last one?
This is a folklore dress.
Folklore dress? Okay.
That I used to use when I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was in a folklore dance at school. And I brought it with me, and I still use it.
So you brought it with you from
Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico. So it's do the separate parts have names, or do they not? Are they
La blusa. Mm-hmm.
La falda. La blusa y la falda.
And we used to have a flower in our amapola.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And so you've had it for since you were 16?
Since I was 12.
Since you were 12? Wow, that's old. That's a long time.
When they called me to do like a demonstration of the folklore dance in Puerto Rico, I still use it. Someone called me just for me to. Mm-hmm. I do choreographies too for dancing.
So how did you come by it? Did you buy it?
No, someone made it back in Puerto Rico. Una costurera in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. They made it in Puerto Rico.
Is there special significance to it? Is there a family story about to it?
I mean, it has a lot of significance for me because I remember when I used to dance in Puerto Rico, the folklore, and I love music, I love dancing, and I'm still dancing. And I learned from my teacher how to dance it, and mm-hmm. I still dance.
So what kind of dances do you do?
La bomba y la plena.
La bomba y la plena.
Which is typical in Puerto Rico, a folklore.
It's a folkloric dance. Thank you. And we've already gone through these questions. So why did you bring that in today?
What I bring it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, to not forget about it.
Yeah, to not forget about it.
Yes, yeah. It brings me nostalgic. I don't know why. Yes.
And just share it.
Yeah.
That's really. Is it made from cotton or
cotton? I believe
it's really pretty.
It still fits.
That's a feat.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
That it still fits.
It still fits after all these years.
Arrangement, because my waist is not the same.
Yeah. Okay. And the guira, yeah. That's really. It has a nice theme to it. Which is great. So how did you hear about the harvest?
About this?
Yes.
In church. The Father announcing.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you want us to know about the objects themselves or what they mean to you?
They mean a lot. Like a piece of me. In what I am.
Mm-hmm.
In what I like.
Yeah. That's great. I think that's all we have. I think that's everything. I'm not so sure. So what's going to happen next is you're going to take the objects over to the photo booth and the scanning, and they're going to take pictures of everything, and you'll get it back. Don't worry.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll... So if you want help bringing stuff over, I can just do that.
Okay. What do you mean for Porsche? Let me write it correctly. Now I remember how to write. It's been long I don't write folklore.